In the last few days, we were discussing about the senses, the mind, the intelligence, and engaging the soul in the Lord's service. And yesterday we were discussing about unpretentious calling out of the holy name. Only will attract the Supreme Lord. It will be very easily seen that although the scriptures seem to be oceanic, giving so many details of so much information, still they all have a very clear underlining goal behind all the different descriptions, which is actually chanting of the holy name. Yoginam Nipanirnitam Harer Namanukirtanam. It is said that the great learned scholars have wisely concluded that whether one has material desires or no material desires, or one is aspiring for liberation, or one is following Sankhya, Yoga, or whatever path, it is said that the Harinama Sankirtan is the ultimate goal for anyone in this world. So, the living beings in this world always aspire for something material. But there are two classes of people who aspire for something beyond this material world. They are the Brahmanandis and the Premanandis. The Brahmanandis aspire to enter into Brahman, and the Premanandis aspire to only render devotional service to the Lord without any motivation or any expectation from Him. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, not only in Srimad Bhagavatam, in all the Puranas it is said, Vede Ramayana Cheva, Purane Bharate Tata, Adye, Madye, Cha Anteja, Hari Sarvatra Giyate. It is said in the beginning, in the middle and end, all the scriptures only extol the glories of the holy name, it is said. Adi means the beginning, Madhya means in the middle, and Ante means the end. Whether you take Puran, it says Vede, Ramayana. If you take Vedas, the Ramayanas, the Mahabharata, the Puranas, all of them extol the glories of the holy name only. So for understanding this, one has to be a Saragrahi. Saragrahi is one who is like a swan who can extract only the milk and leave the water behind. Similarly, people who are mean-minded or foolish, they only capture the material benefits or the material benedictions offered in the scriptures, like Karmakanda and such kind of processes. But the Vasudeva Parayana or the Krishna's devotees or pure devotees, they take great delight in studying and practicing Srimad Bhagavatam, which is epitomizing holy name, chanting as the ultimate path. That is why we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the very first verse starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, which is also a holy name given to Dhruva Maharaj by Narada. And the Bhagavatam ends with Nama Sankirtanam Jasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanaha Tam Namami Haram Param. It says, Nama Chintamani Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is like Chintamani. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Nama Sankirtana. Yes, Sarva Papa Pranashanam. The Sankirtana of Krishna's holy name can destroy all the sinful reactions, eradicate them completely. And by bowing down to whom, pranamo dukkha shamanaha, all miseries can be eradicated. So in the beginning and end, Bhagavatam begins with the holy name and ends with the holy name to remind us that there is nothing to be worried about while studying scriptures. What to do? I have to do this, I have to do that, or what I should do? It says, this is the culmination. Which is like the conclusion of Bhagavatam. In the middle of Bhagavatam, the sixth canto, also there is a very important, very, very vital discussion that goes on. Shukadeva Goswami begins with this particular verse in the sixth canto. Sakranmana Krishna Padaravindayor Niveshitam Yad Gunaragi Yairiha Nateyamam Pasha Britaschatad Bhatan Swapni Pipashanti Hichirna Nishkritaha. Nishkrita means conclusion. What is the conclusion? Which says, Sakran means only once. Sakran Manaha Krishna Padaravindya. If a living entity only once became attracted by the wonderful qualities and activities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And by hearing these things, if a living entity only once surrendered to the bow down, he said, to the lotus feet of Krishna with great devotion. Such a living being, he says, will never even ever see the Yamadutas in his dream. He says, if one has chanted the holy name by becoming attracted to the name, form, pastimes, qualities and activities of Krishna, even as once chanted, chakra means only once, will not even see Yamadutas appearing in the dream with the ropes to bind him and take him to Yamaloka. Nate yamam pasha bhritascha tad bhata swapnepi. He says, swapnepi means even in dream. What is because of Yamadutas personally coming to capture? Swapnepi pashyanti hichira nishkrita. So in order to substantiate this statement which he made, he speaks the pastime of Ajamila. The Ajamila pastime, although we have heard so many religious scriptures talking so many things, the Ajamila pastime is something unique we find. Because the Vishnu Dutas are speaking to Yamadutas. And they are saying to Yamadutas, actually Yamadutas were not less learned. They were also learned in the Vedas. Their master was Yamaraj. So they were aware of the religious principles. But Vishnu Dutas told Yamadutas that your learning is incomplete. You have dropped out from the school. A very important thing you forgot to learn. He told them. In fact, when they asked Yamadutas, they said, Veda pranihito dharmaha adharmastat viparyayaha Vedo narayana sakshat swayambhuri dhishma. They said, we know very well, Yamadutas said, the Vedas give Veda pranihito dharmaha. Dharma has to be learned from studying the Vedas. And then they said, adharmastat viparyayaha. Everything against Vedas is adharma. And why they said that? Because Ajamila has gone against the Vedic injunctions. That is why we deserve to bind him by the ropes and take him to Yamaloka for a severe punishment. So they thought they know everything. And Vishnu Dutta spoke to them. And they said, Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam na vai vidu rishayo napi deva na siddha mukhya asura manushya kutun vidya daracharana deha. So they were saying the real ultimate dharma cannot be known even by vidyadharas or charanas or rishis or munis or learned people at all. Who else knows the real dharma? They said only the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives the supreme dharma. Nobody else can know it. And the one category of people who know it other than the Supreme Lord are the Mahajanas. And then he said, this verse comes later in the Yamaraj is instructing the Yamadutas after they return back frustrated after meeting Vishnu Dutas. He said only the 12 Mahajanas, Dwadash Mahajan, they know the truth. You will find interestingly all the Dwadash Mahajan have had some interesting encounter with the Lord which stands apart from the regular dharma. Prahlad Maharaj is garlanding Narsingadev, who is the killer of his father. According to dharma, if somebody kills your father, you have to kill him. But you find Prahlad Maharaj garlanding him. You find that it apparently goes against the normal dharma. See like that. Similarly, you find Bali Maharaj, instead of retaliating against Vamanadev, who took away all his property, he's bowing down and keeping his head at his lotus feet. You'll find every Mahajana like that. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bishwabhu. Bhishma, Balirvaya, Sakirvaya. Bhishabhitamas loves Krishna, but he fights on the opposite side, against Krishna. This can bewilder the common people. So, If one has to understand what is the meaning of a Vasudeva Parayana, then one has to study very carefully the lives of this Dvadasha Mahajan under the guidance of great Acharyas and Vaishnavas to understand. And the culmination of all this Dvadasha Mahajans or all the Vasudeva Parayana is chanting of the holy name. That is the greatest delight of the Vasudeva Parayana. Because they don't aspire for anything in this world. As it is said in Vishnu Sahasranam also, all the people, different categories of people get what they want. Vedantako Brahmanasyat, Kshatriyo Vijayi Bhavet. Kshatriyas get Vijay, victory. The Brahmanas get the Vedantic knowledge. Vaishyo Dana Samruddhi, the Vaishyas get the accumulation of wealth. Shudro Sakamavapniyat, the Shudras get Sukham for the body. So in this way, all the people get whatever material things they want. But there is a promise given in the chanting of the thousands of names of Vishnu that if one chants the holy name, Vasudeva Shrayo Martyo Vasudeva Parayanaha, if one chants the Vasudeva's name, they will again get an opportunity to chant Vasudeva's name. It is said, chanting begets more chanting. And more chanting begets further more chanting. And continuous chanting begets one's the opportunity to render service to the Lord in the spiritual world or anywhere in the creation without any other motivation. This is the only aspiration of a Vasudeva devotee, Vasudeva Parayana. And when Vishnudutas explained to Yamadutas, they told them, even a man who has put fire to his own house, or one who has fled away with Guru Patni, or one who has administered poison to his own very near and dear relatives and friends, and one who has murdered a brahmana or butchered a cow, even to hear these things is painful to the ears. But Vishnudutta said all these things, and they said, anybody who has done this kind of mahapap, they are called as pataka, mahapatakas. There are different degrees of sinners. All these people can be delivered if they, with great shraddha and bhakti, with two things it is said, avashena api, the avashena means helplessly and inoffensively. If they chant the holy name, they can be completely freed from all their sinful reactions. And they can attain the lotus feet of Krishna very swiftly. And they told the Yamadutas, you people don't know this particular dharma. And they said, we have no right to touch Ajamila now because he has chanted the holy names. He is not in your jurisdiction anymore. He is under our jurisdiction, they said. So his only Satchinandan Swami Maharaj in his book, Nectar Notion of the Holy Name, he writes a very interesting point, just one sentence, but a very deep sentence. He says, when Ajamila was surrounded by the products of sin in the form of his own sons produced from the womb of the prostitute, you can observe this particular scene of Ajamila surrounded by his 10 sons. Who was Ajamila and how did he become? Like a son fallen to the ground. Ajamila was son of a brahmana. And he went to forest to fetch some flowers for the puja of God. Such a brahmana, having all, being a shilavan, being a sadachari, being a dhritavrata, being a shudasampanna, having all the qualities decorating a brahmana's body. He had all that. But he fell down to the position of a prostitute hunter, and a murderer and a butcher. He became like that. So degraded. But now, being surrounded by the products of sin, he uttered the holy names of Narayana only once. Sakran, as he said. Narayana! He called out. And what was the result of that? Immediately that attracted the Vishnudutas. And immediately he was saved from all his sinful reactions. And he was also given the wisdom by which to never commit sin again. And he was also given an opportunity to be engaged in devotional service. And ultimately, the Vaikuntha airplane came to take him back home, back to Godhead, after 12 years when he was in Haridwar performing the spiritual life. So all these four things happened to him. So he was saved from the claws of from the clutches of death. He was given the right knowledge and the medicine for deliverance, the holy name. Again, he learned from the Vishnudutas. Then he gave up all his sinful activities and engaged in devotional service. and went back to home, back to Godhead. Just chanting of one holy name. Holy name chanting will produce everything. If we chant the holy name will save us from the sinful reactions, give us the association of devotees, and also offer us opportunity for entering devotional service, ultimately offer us a chance to return back home, back to Godhead. What happened to Ajamila can happen to any of us, provided we don't repeat the sinful activities again and again. Because that's the condition. Jagai Madheva told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sin no more. Now I am giving you Krishna Prema. Take it and release the holy names, but never commit sin, he said. So this was unknown to Yamadutas, this kind of knowledge of chanting of the holy name. It's a one-stroke method of chanting the holy name. In those days, before I became a ISKCON devotee, I used to read so many Mayavadi books before. One of the Mayavadi organizations had published a book which talks about Raja Yoga and so many things. So much knowledge, bulky book. The end of which they said, if one is getting sinful tendencies, pushing one's mind, one may fall prey to them. But one has to hold one's character purely. And they said, if nothing works, that is one last one-stroke method, which is call out the holy name of God. That is one thing which can save you from falling down. Even a Mayavadi says that. You can see. You can understand. Even they must have heard from some Vaishnavas. Understood. So the chanting of the holy name, in fact, they do once in a while whenever they are in trouble. And we can chant every day because we know the material world is padam padam yatvi padam natesham. So we are getting the opportunity to chant the holy name every day for a couple of hours. So we have to know. In one of the Ramakrishna Mission books, some disciples of Ramakrishna came and asked his wife, Sharada, that, you have been practicing this impersonal meditation for so long, and our mind is uncontrolled, senses are uncontrolled, we don't feel any advancement. So she says in one of the conversations, 25,000 names every day you chant of Lord Hari, then you will never fall prey to sin, she's saying. And if you see, Srila Prabhupada gave 16 rounds, it is nothing but 25,000 names. In one of the Puranas, it's mentioned that if you chant 25,000 names of the Lord very sincerely, helplessly, attentively, inoffensively, you cannot fall down. It is very difficult to fall down after chanting these names because you will lose all your material desires. We chant like that. So it is said in the scriptures that one should chant 25,000 names. So Prabhupada gave us the 16 rounds of chanting Hare Krishna every day. And if somebody is falling prey to sin, that means he is not chanting the holy name properly. Just like sometimes you feed milk to your child, but then he closes his mouth. He doesn't allow the milk to go inside. He rejects it. He doesn't allow the medicine. Or sometimes mother opens the mouth and puts the milk inside. Immediately he spits it out. If the child doesn't drink the medicine with milk, if it doesn't go inside, then how can it cleanse the disease? And when disease is not cured, we commit sin. So every morning when we sit together in a circle, the purpose is to make sure that everyone takes the medicine. If somebody sleeps off, we should wake up. If any of you find me sleeping, you should wake me up also. And if anybody finds my mind is wandering or somebody is refusing to take the holy name, we should shake them up. Chant the holy name, hear it. Because hearing the holy name is very important. Otherwise, we will never wake up. Just like Ajamila woke up and became repentant, we should also wake up and become repentant and never turn towards sin. And sure enough, we will attain these four benefits what Ajamila attained. And Yamaraj, when he heard Yamaduta speaking about Narayana, he became jubilant. And he also started glorifying the holy name. And he told the Yamadutas, my dear sons, never even go in the direction where you find Hare Krishna devotees. If you see them anywhere with anybody with tilak and kantimala with a bead bag, take a abhotan and run away from there. Because you can get into danger because you may commit offenses to them. So this wonderful pastime reveals these great truths about the holy name. Actually, we know these things very well, but we don't have that. We don't have seriousness. We don't take it very seriously. If only our hearts can be like an innocent child, accepting these truths mentioned in the scriptures, and we take it to our heart, and apply it in our life won't be the same. We would reap all the benefits of those who chant the holy name and attend the spiritual world. Okay.